Hello and welcome to Homespun. I'm your host for tonight, Fred Beckett, and tonight's program is going to center on auto harp music or music played on the auto harp. I have a special guest tonight. His name is Bob Mead from Park City, Tennessee. And it's interesting how this program got started. I was doing Homespun a few months ago, and Bob gave me a call because I played a couple of auto harp pieces on the program. And I found out from talking to Bob that he is interested in auto harp music and has a good collection of records and tapes. And he kind of asked me if I'd like to do a homespun on auto harp music. And I thought, well, I don't know too much about it, but Bob seems to. And I think that together we could do a good program. So here's Bob Mead, our guest for tonight.
Thank you very much, Fred. I think we're going to have fun tonight. That lead-in piece was something that a lot of your fiddle fans will recognize as the old fiddle tune Liberty. I think the correct name is actually Liberty Dance, but it's come to be known as Liberty over the years. That was recorded by a group of auto harp fans, including Ron Penix and Kathy Barton, who have been two of the last 5 years' international auto harp champions in the International Auto Harp Championship held out in Winfield, Kansas. They have made a recording called Reflections on the Carter Family. It's all Carter Family and traditional songs. I think you call it a vanity record. It can be ordered from Ron Penix himself at 143 North Lakewood in Baltimore, Maryland. I don't really know where these folks are from. It was recorded in Michigan. Ron Penix lives in Maryland, and they pay tribute to some folks out in Arkansas for helping them on the record. So I have no idea where it was made or where they're from, but I think it's a great record.
Okay. Later on the program, we're going to give you, Bob has his phone number that you can get in touch with him, or right now if you like to.
Yes, if anyone is interested in the auto harp and has questions about the auto harp, I've been a fan of auto harp music for about 20 or 25 years. I can be reached at area code 615-433-0065, and I would love to talk to other people interested in the instrument.
Okay, and if you didn't get that phone number, we'll give it out later in the program and have your pen and pencil handy, or in paper. Okay, we're going to go over recordings of auto harp music in a, I guess, kind of historical perspective, going back to the earliest recordings.
Yeah, Fred, I'd like to suggest maybe we start with the earliest known recording by a person using the auto harp. This is a pretty rare recording. The name of the song is The Titanic. It was recorded in 1923 by Ernest Stoneman on OK record 40288. Fortunately, I spent some time this summer with Mike Seeger, who has a copy of this and provided me this tape of this old 78. The quality isn't too great, but it's historically the first auto harp recording.
Okay, let's give it to him.
Morning dark, bound on a fog, that the great Titanic began reeling rough. Then the people began to cry, saying, Lord, I'm going to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. For burned and my little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they were building the Titanic, they said, what they could do. They were going to build a ship that the water could not go through. For God's mighty hand showed to the world it could not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. For burns in my little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. bundle and they were making for the shore. The rich, they declared they would not ride with the poor. So they said to fall below, they were the first they had to go. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When the people on the ship were a long way from home, with friends all around them, didn't know their time had come. But death came riding by, 1600 had to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down.
Ernest Stillman and yes. The Titanic, the earliest recording that you know of.
Yes, many of your listeners may know of Ernest Stillman. He was the patriarch of the group that later became known as the Singing Stoneman family. And in the 50s, they had a television program with three or four generations of the Stoneman family.
Oh,
but
uh-huh.
Pop was the grandfather or great-grandfather.
Uh-huh. Okay, we've got the next recording coming up is by a very popular group that seemed to popularize the auto harp.
Yeah, Fred, the Carter family is often thought of in the same thoughts as auto harp itself. The auto harp was actually invented in 1881, but it wasn't popular. It was used more or less as a teaching tool until the Carter family really popularized it in the late 20s and early 30s, and we frequently think of the auto harp in conjunction with the Carter family. This is an early recording, and it's typical of the way the Carter family used the auto harp as an accompaniment, not for playing melody. Interestingly, many people identify Mother Maybelle Carter with the auto harp, but in fact, in these early recordings, it was Sarah Carter, the wife of A.P. Carter, who actually played the auto harp, and Maybelle, the cousin, played the guitar. She developed that thumb lead guitar style that's known as the Carter family strum.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now this is Forsaken Love. It's the old Camden record 586, and it was recorded around 1930, and as I say, the auto harp is strictly an accompaniment instrument.
Okay. Let's hear it.
One year passed by, he's coming home, his pilgrimage over now.
yes, I've been through. My heart shall never be love but for you. Oh, darling, believe me, part over the sea through life, our death, so faithful I'll be. Once more he seeks the old garden gate, but arrives, alas, it's too late. The wedding is over, the knot is tied, he finds his darling and another's bride. And later they found him there on the grass, a pistol nearby, still fought and fast. A crop of letters that explains the deed, and in the pale moonlight these words did read. I've loved you always, yes, I've been through. But for you, oh darling, believe me, far over the sea, through life, far death, so faithful I'll be.
Okay, that was the Carter Family.
That's correct.
Doing
Forsaken Love.
Uh-huh. That's a really nice song. Yeah. Like that. So we have the next thing coming up is...
Well, we have a song entitled I Have a Friend, recorded by the Thrasher Family. Uh-huh. Columbia found the Thrasher Family somewhere in Georgia and apparently felt they were going to be adequate competition for the Carter Family. That didn't prove to be the case. What's unique about the Thrasher Family is that they were the first of the groups, the singing groups or singing families, to record a melody-picking style. This recording was made around 1930. It was the old Columbia 15717, 78. It's quite a rare recording. Again, Mike Seeger let me record this, and I doubt if the Thrasher Family ever went much beyond this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The name of the song is I Have a Friend.
Okay.
I have a friend over near me each day, driving my feet all the way, showing a pathway in which I should go as I travel along there below. He is the light that's shining every day, shining every day. Heaven, he keeps me cheery, and I never go weary forever. With him I shall stay.
The Thrasher Family?
Crasher family, and Georgia. I have a friend.
Okay. It's one of those, you said, it's very hard. You're surprised you found this recording, didn't you?
I'm surprised very many of these recordings survive, Fred, because they weren't very popular to begin with, and 78s are so fragile nowadays, it's amazing to me that a few of these have made it, and I'm kind of glad, because it's interesting to listen to them.
Uh-huh. It's nice to hear these old recordings. I'm glad some survive. I got that, too.
We're playing a bunch of firsts here, Fred. I suggest the next one maybe be the first piece that we know of that was specifically composed for the auto harp that was actually ever recorded. This was composed about 1930 by Ernest Stoneman. He first recorded it in 1957 on Folkways, an old Folkways album that's no longer in print, FA-2315, and I don't even know what the title of that album was, but the name of the song is Stoney's Waltz. Mm-hmm. It was re-recorded in 1961 on Folkways FA-2365, which, to the best of my knowledge, is still in print, but it's getting harder and harder to find, and that's Mountain Music Played on the Auto Harp.
Okay.
So this is Stoney's Waltz, played by Ernest Stoneman.
Okay. That was Ernest Stoneman again.
Yes, with Stoney's Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
The next song I think we'd like to hear, Fred, is called Sweet Marie. It's played by Nariah and Kenneth Benfield. This recording that I mentioned, Mountain Music Played on the Auto Harp, we really owe to Mike Seeger. In the late 1950s, he received a small grant from the Library of Congress to go out and find native South Appalachian auto harp players. A lot of people felt that the auto harp was in use up in the mountains, but nobody knew too much about who played it or what they played or how they played it. Mike Seeger went out and found some real treasures, and two of them were Nariah and Kenneth Benfield, a father and son. Turned out that the day he recorded the song we're going to hear, he came to their home in Mount Ulla in central North Carolina and commented to them, this was back in July of 1961, that he had just been at Kilby Snow's home in southwestern Virginia and that Kilby and his son had played the auto harp together. They played facing each other and held the auto harps on their laps, and one would would press the chord bars of his own auto harp and pluck the auto harp on the other fellow's lap. So anyway, Naraya and Kenneth Benfield said, well, we can probably do that. And they sat down and played Sweet Marie together, and this is what it sounded like.
In that same way, too, with one playing the chords, the other one playing the strum on that other guy's?
Yes, and they had never played this together before. It's interesting how well they played together, considering this was the first try.
Okay, let's have a listen to that. That was Naraya and Kenneth Benfield.
Yes, with Sweet Marie.
Uh-huh. And that was really interesting. I'm surprised at how well they played, considering they were facing each other.
Yes, they faced each other in two lawn chairs. In fact, in the album notes, there is a photograph of Naraya and Kenneth sitting in two folding lawn chairs facing each other, and one is plucking the other's auto harp and pressing the chord bars on his own auto harp. It's really, really strange looking.
But yeah, it's really good, very sharp.
Really together.
Okay. For the listeners out there, you're listening to Homespun, and this is on station WLRH. This is your local public radio station in Huntsville, Alabama. Okay, let's go back to our program. My guest tonight is Bob Mead from Park City, Tennessee. And he's shown his expertise tonight on auto harp.
I don't know if it's expertise, Fred. It's certainly a long period of time of a lot of interest in the auto harp. I first heard the auto harp back in 1960 and had never seen one before that time. And I guess I bought my first one in about 1963 or 4, and I've had at least one ever since. And someone asked me the other day how long I'd been playing the auto harp, and I said, well, I've been playing the auto harp for 20-some years, and I reached a plateau after about the second year and haven't improved a bit since. You know, the next song I'd like to play for your listeners is by Kilby Snow. Anyone who's a real devotee of auto harps would pretty much agree that Kilby Snow probably reached as high a level of real artistry on the auto harp as anyone has. He was the first one to begin to play fiddle tunes note for note. He believed that you didn't just have to strum major chords, but rather could pick every last note of some of the elaborate fiddle tunes. He lived in southwestern Virginia. He too was discovered, if you will, by Mike Seeger and recorded by him. This first piece is May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. It's an old hillbilly sentimental song. Uh-huh. This was recorded by Mike Seeger in August of 1957, and I think it really shows off Kilby's expertise.
Okay, and the next program, next song after that is one that Kilby does too?
Yes, he does another one called Flop-Eared Mule. Uh-huh. The program notes on the second one, Flop-Eared Mule, say, and I'm sure there's a great story behind this, quote, recorded in a vacant house near Nottingham, Pennsylvania, July 19th, 1961, unquote. The interesting thing about the second piece played by Kilby Snow is that he plays much of it with open chord bars. That is, he's not pressing a chord bar, but his plucking, his string picking was so accurate that he can play grace notes and very, very close notes without pressing a chord bar. He also was the first, Fred, to experiment with things like flatted sevenths, flatted ninths, flatted fifths, flatted thirds to get blues sounds or bluegrass sounds off the auto harp. He was quite a remarkable man. By the way, his occupation was he worked on a road crew for the state of Virginia.
Okay, listen. Okay, so here's Kilby Snow with May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister, and Flop-Eared Mule.